So you're asking the golden question when looking for your spouse. How do I know if I've found the right person? What exact type of qualities should I be looking for, etc.? And whilst on the one hand, obviously, this is a very, very deep question and one can spend hours discussing the ins and outs of what one should look in ideally for a spouse, and in particular for your personal situation, subjective to you, subjective to everyone. There are obviously many, many details. However, I will just share with you something which is actually fundamental to this question and fundamental to many questions. There are really two approaches in the way people deal with questions like this. Obviously, a huge, very impactful type of decision that one makes, who one's going to marry. There's two approaches. One approach is kind of put it in my own boat, my own shoes. I'm going to try to take care of the topic. And the second approach is I'm going to put it completely in Hashem's hands. And let me explain what I mean. I'm not speaking about somebody who doesn't have the privilege to be living an Emunah life and know about the values of Emunah, and they literally leave Hashem completely out the picture. We all understand, obviously, that's completely wrong. I mean, even someone who's living in the boat of being a Torah observant Jew, learning Torah, fulfilling the mitzvahs the best they can, and trying to live by Emunah, there's different translations of what it means to live a truly, sincerely Emunah life. The one approach that people take, which is not the approach that I recommend, is put it, although you do include Hashem, you put a lot of a weight on your own shoulders. You try to research things, you try to, you really try to think about things deeply, etc. You try to speak to other people. And again, all those things are things that we need to do because we have a mitzvah of ishtadlus. But unfortunately, what happens a lot of the time is that becomes the main focus for people. That becomes the 99% of what one does. Even if one says, I know it's in Hashem's hands, but... And then the effort of what it was in Hashem's hands were those three, five words. I know it's in Hashem's hands. And then the rest is, but let's go work on it. Let's speak to people. What do I think? These are the considerations, etc. That's really what one's saying is, listen, I really want to put it in Hashem's hands, but I'm not. I'm actually trying to take care of the topic myself. That's really that side. The other side of the coin is a much more deep and sincere Emunah approach. And that is where one says, I understand that I have an obligation of Ishtadlut. And part of Ishtadlut is to speak to people, to think about things. Is this the type of person that would be suitable for me? What are the appropriate character traits that would be good for me, etc.? And go through the whole topic properly as people usually do. However, a much bigger focus is placed on, but I know that as hard as I try to get it right myself, who am I to try to find the right person? Do you know how complicated it is to get to know someone? Even after years of knowing somebody, you know, people change all the time and there are many, many intricate details, etc. It's so, so difficult. So how do I know I'm going to find the right person? How do I know I'm going to get it right? And the truth is, when a person is humble enough to say, you know what, I cannot do it. It's too much for me. And they put it completely in Hashem's boat, and they put much more emphasis and effort into talking to Hashem and saying, Hashem, I want to find the right person. I need to find the right person. And you literally have this dialogue that you're having with me or with other people around, you know, asking for this advice. You have it with Hashem. You say, Hashem, I want to find the right person. What are the right character traits that would, you know, that would be good and appropriate for me? And then if you have someone in particular that's relevant, then you say, look, this person, this is what's bright about them. These are the challenges about them, etc. Would it be a cop out if I just walk away, or is this something really, a real red light that I should be careful of, etc.? And you speak to Hashem about the whole situation. You say, Hashem, please guide me to clarity. I want to serve you. I want to find the right person to build a family in the right way and to be able to serve you, etc. And you really put it in Hashem's boat. And again, there's many levels of this. There's a person who does this for 30 seconds, and there's a person who does this for 30 minutes. For literally 30 minutes, they're speaking to Hashem, and a person who does this for 30 minutes once off. And there's a person who does this for 30 minutes every single day. They're asking Hashem, please find me the right person. And if you try to be sincere, you won't just say those words. You'll find more words to expand. You'll speak just like you speak to, like many Sfarim teach us, you should speak to Hashem like you speak to a friend. Just like you speak to a friend, you would speak out the ins and outs and say, look, these are the considerations, etc. You speak to Hashem and say, please guide me to the right destination to what's the right decision. Now, people ask, well, once I've done that, how do I know what the answer is? The answer to that is, if a person's truly speaking to Hashem, you won't have that question, because you'll believe, if a person's emunah is enough to believe that Hashem is listening, you'll know that Hashem has a way to get you the answer. Yes, usually a person doesn't get the answer in the form of Ruach HaKodesh, of a divine revelation, Hashem appearing in a certain form, giving a person a response like that, but Hashem has ways to give us the answer. Suddenly you'll get a certain feeling, suddenly you'll speak to someone, you'll research something, something will happen that could have taken 10 years and you still wouldn't have gotten to that conclusion. But now, by having spoken to Hashem, you will get to the highest place of this conclusion. So if you're asking me, what's the bottom line? How does one know that they're, what is the best effort one can make to find the right spouse? The best effort is devote more time and energy into your relationship with Hashem. There's no one in the world that can help you more than Hashem. And when you're in Hashem's boat, you're in the safest boat, you will find the most incredible, perfect person, Bezrat Hashem, to the highest, to your highest potential of how Hashem wants it to work out, because nobody can make it work out better than Hashem can. So Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zochet to these highest levels of true emunah, really digesting that Hashem is truly listening and investing much time and energy into that relationship, into that personal relationship with Hashem.